Welcome to the audio introduction for The Harmony Test, written by Richard Malloy and directed by Alice Hamilton. The Harmony Test runs until the 22nd of June, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 35 minutes long, with no interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722-9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of The Harmony Test features Pearl Chander as Zoe, Bally Gill as Cash, Jemima Rupa as Naomi, Sandro Roster as Rocco, and Milo Toomey as Charlie. Newlyweds Zoe and Cash are ready to start a family. Zoe wants to take a practical approach. Fertility plans, vitamin supplements, and a strict diet. Cash, on the other hand, would rather follow the advice of an intriguing man he met in Holland and Barrett. Empty nesters Naomi and Charlie have been living in matrimonial bliss for 20-odd years, or at least they had been, according to Charlie. Frustrated and lonely, Naomi heads to the gym in search of a new lease of life. Instead, she finds Rocco, a much younger personal trainer, willing to take a hands-on approach to the job. As you enter through the studio door, you begin walking along a short corridor. It bears right on a right angle and you continue. At the end, you will turn right to enter the space. As you enter, there are two banks of seating, a short one immediately to your right, which continues ahead until it meets the longer bank, which runs to the left along the length of the stage. The rest of this audio introduction will be told from the perspective of the middle of the long seating bank, facing the stage straight on. The set is a cutaway of a domestic kitchen dining area with a parquet floor. There is a long back wall running the length of the stage from left to right, with a shorter wall meeting its right-hand edge and running out towards the audience. Both walls are white. In front of the left-hand edge of the back wall is a coffee table with a white potted houseplant in it. Above, there is a two-story bookshelf high on the far left of the back wall, full of books, a couple of wicker containers, an organizer, and a plant. To its right, and fixed to the floor, are a series of pale cream kitchen cupboards with a pine wood surface on top of them. Three cupboards along, a dishwasher is embedded before two more cupboards underneath the sink. Above the left-hand section of cupboard are two more double-door ones fixed to the wall, with a number of Tupperware containers haphazardly stacked on top of them. Between them are white backwash kitchen tiles, and in front of these a toaster, bread bin, chopping board, full knife block, kitchen roll, and a fruit bowl. The metal kitchen drainer to the left of the sink has a cross-shaped pinewood draining unit on it. There is a window behind the sink with a brick wall of a garden visible through it. The window is made up of 9 equal-sized glass panels. On the window ledge is a plant and some washing-up liquid and hand soap. At the right-hand end of the kitchen sink unit is a silver pedal bin and a tea towel hanging from some hooks fixed to the cupboard side. To the right of these, there is a door in the back wall leading to the same brick-walled garden area. The door is white wood for a third of the way up, and the remaining two-thirds are 8 square glass panels set within white wood dividers. Next to the door hang some cooking aprons and shopping bags. As the back wall meets the right-hand wall, a fridge stands in the corner, populated with magnets and various water bottles and containers on top. Along the right-hand wall runs more kitchen cupboards, this time with some drawers and an oven embedded in them. The same white tile backwash runs between the pinewood counter and the cupboards above. The oven has an electric stove on top of it, with a chimney extractor fan above it. On the counter is a kettle and various basics such as a box of eggs, cooking salt, and oil. At the end of the cupboards is an open doorway leading to the rest of the residence. Downstage audience left, there is a large, faded, Persian-patterned rug. On its left-hand side is a round, retro wooden kitchen table with slanted legs. Around it are 4 mix-match chairs. 2 are 70s retro with black leather seats. 1 is a farmhouse wooden chair, and 1 is a white plastic chair. Behind them, on the far left corner nearest the audience, is a small white block coffee table cabinet with some textbooks on it.
Hello, my name's Pearl Chander and I play Zoe in The Harmony Test. I am about 5'6", cheeks, and I've got brown eyes and kind of mid-length brown hair, which in the show I kind of keep up and down depending on what day it is. We change days quite often. I wear quite a lot of different costumes, and because the play takes over a year, we've been trying to mark the change of seasons based on the costume. So the first scene is August, and I'm wearing a stripy t-shirt and jeans. And then the second scene is in October, and I'm wearing a kind of light grey jumper and jeans. The third scene is in January, and I've got a woolly green, mint green jumper and woolly socks. And the next scene after that is also January, but I'm wearing a kind of maroon slouchy kind of sweatshirt with, don't remember what's on it, but a kind of emblem. And then I spend quite a lot of time in pajamas after that, which are a kind of baggy navy blue pajamas. It's more like a kind of bed t-shirt with a picture of the sunset on the back of it. And then I start wearing green dungarees with a kind of mixture of tops underneath. There's one moment where me and Jemima come back from a night out, and I'm wearing a denim jacket and some white shoes, but I've still got the green dungarees on. A line in the play is, "You're not making pancakes, are you? Because you don't need bicarbonate of soda for pancakes." I don't change my voice, and it's the same accent.
Hello, my name's Bally Gill, and I play Cash in the Harmony Test. So in terms of what I look like, I have black hair, which is greying a little bit. I am a British Indian, so I have brown skin. I would say I'm athletically built. I'm about 6 foot tall. I have a little bit of stubble. And yeah, that's me. In terms of my costumes in the play, I go through a variety of different ones over a period of about 6 months. So we have, at the beginning, we're in August, so I have a t-shirt on, a grey t-shirt and tracky bottoms, and grey socks, which kind of feature pretty much through the whole play. I then, when I'm going to an audition, I'm an actor in the play. So when I go to an audition, I would wear jeans and an overshirt, and if it's in the winter, it's a black sort of thermal jacket. Moving through the play, Cash has to get a quote proper job, and I decide to work at Costa, which I have a red Costa top, and I've also got a an apron as well that I don't get to put on, unfortunately, but it's featured in the play. And then, yeah, I also have a dressing gown as well, which whenever we have a morning scene or a scene where we're in a more relaxed setting, I get into.
Hello, my name's Jemima Rupert, and I play Naomi in the Harmony Test. I am 5'2". I have dark brown hair with a very dramatic fringe, I would say, and it's very straight hair. And the character Naomi in the show, the whole play spans sort of nearly a year's worth. And Naomi is a teacher. And in the beginning, we sort of, when she's unhappy in her marriage, she's sort of a bit more formally dressed. And then we meet her again, and she's had this life-altering moment. And she comes, she's wearing a very sort of thick, wintry coat, but sort of becomes more buoyant and young-spirited in her actions and movements. There's a scene kind of midway through the play with the character Rocco, where she's dressed in a silky kimono that is very bright turquoise, and also she has bright turquoise glittery toenails, which was a sort of happy accident when we were having the costume fitting that I happened to have these toenails at the time. But we thought it was a very good character trait. And later on in the play, there's just lots of sort of sloppy bedtime wear, I would say, sort of big T-shirts and tracksuit bottoms. There's a scene where Naomi's going to the gym where she's dressed in a white sweatshirt and trainers. And towards the end of the play, in fact, the very last scene, I'd say she's kind of back dressing maybe a little bit more suitably for her age, which in the play is 44. And yeah, that's all I can think of right now.
Hi there, my name is Sandra Rasta, and I play the character of Rocco. Rocco is a 24-year-old personal trainer. He resides somewhere in North London, and he is very young, very youthful, quite sexually active and promiscuous. However, he is kind at heart and well-meaning. So I have black curly hair, tan to medium brown skin, quite tall. I'm 6'2". I have an athletic, muscular build. I'm also a personal trainer in real life. There we go. Come see me at the gym. No. So playing Rocco is a lot of fun. In the first scene, Rocco comes in dressed only in his boxers, and he is glistening with sweat for reasons that will be revealed. In the next scene, he comes in and he's wearing a white vest and boxers once again. And in the final scene, he is wearing a colorful party Hawaiian shirt as he has just come in from a night out.
Hi there, I'm Milo Toomey and I play Charlie in the Harmony Test. I'm mid-50s. Charlie is Naomi's husband. He owns a tea room, and I wear sort of sandy colored chino kind of jeans and suede, similar kind of camel colored suede boots. And then at the beginning, I'm in a dinner party, and I've got a blue jumper and a kind of check shirt. And then as the play progresses into about 3 months later, it's a bit colder, sort of early in the year. I'm wearing a dark shirt and a sweater and an anorak. And the third time I appear, I'm just in springtime, and I'm in a shirt with a kind of blue sports jacket. And then my penultimate scene, I'm just in a shirt, and my trousers have remained the same throughout. I'm about 6 foot. I have dark hair, and I'm drunk in that scene and in a shirt, and I am very, very drunk, and I lurch around. I think my kind of physicality sort of descends into, I'm kind of a little bit sloppy and a little bit sort of off balance, and as you will see, things progress, events happen. And then in the last scene, I come the next morning very hungover, in a kind of jumper. Other than that, I have a kind of balding, sort of on my crown, and I'm about 6 foot. I think I've got a beard which sort of goes from heavy stubble to a light beard, so I'm probably lightly bearded at the moment. And a pretty kind of normal build, 12 and a half stone. Great.